Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
I welcome you to this third day of our spiritual week of emphasis that also doubles as our breakthrough night. Tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, you will break through. Maritally, you will break through. Financially, you will break through. Career-wise, you will break through. In your health, you will break through. In the mighty name of Jesus, concerning your immigration matter, you will break through. Concerning that court case, you will break through. In the name of Jesus. This month, our focus is, I am a child of destiny. And that is who you are. That is who God has created you to be. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, the thought of good and not evil, to give you a hope and a future. So you have a hope, you have a future. You are a child of destiny. He said, you are the light of the world, the city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. You are a city that is set on a hill. Praise the Lord. He said, you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, to show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. It doesn't matter what people said concerning you. It doesn't matter what the economy is saying concerning you. But what matters most is what the scripture said concerning you. And this month, you will enter gloriously into the plan and purpose of God for your lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Understanding the wonders of divine direction. It takes divine direction to experience and enjoy the best of God in our lives. And that is what God has been showing us since Wednesday. And we are in part 1C tonight. Quickly, tonight, we round up this teaching. But just to remind us what we learned yesterday, among the wonders of breakthrough that we have learned that breakthrough commands, delivers divine presence. Breakthrough delivers supernatural victory, among other wonders of breakthroughs. Now, we also went further yesterday that in divine presence, God goes before us. That is, he creates the path, he makes the way, he can be the way, he sets the pace, he takes the risk, he clears the obstacle. We also mentioned that God goes with us. He goes with us, and that is building relationship. Build relationship with us. It brings peace, eliminates fear, brings defense. We also mentioned yesterday that God walks through us. That is, he enhances our creativity, enhances growth and productivity, and energizes us and builds strength. And we also said he walks with us. That is, he gives us speed of accomplishment, perfection, excellence, and unbeatable partnership. Tonight, we go to another dimension of the wonders of divine direction. We consider another four dimension of divine presence that guarantees divine direction. So understanding how God leads, part 1C, we want to see some other wonders of divine guidance. Now, number one for tonight, when God leads, he works for us. Remember, we said yesterday that when God leads, he goes before us, he goes with us, he walks through us, he walks with us. Now, this is going to be a surprise. God works for us. It might be like something we might not expect. How do you imagine God working for you? But that's what he does. Praise the Lord. God works for us. Imagine God, the creator of heaven and earth, God, the maker of everything, working for you. I mean, that's the best life ever. The best life. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24, it says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. So, it's working for you. He calls you to do it, and he's doing it for you. Praise the Lord. From today, you will not labor in vain again, because God will be working for you. That's why he said to the disciple, Jesus speaking to the disciple in John chapter 10 verse 37, he said, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. So Jesus is a doer. He does things. He works for us. So you are not alone. When he gives you an assignment, don't see yourself as not being competent, because he's there doing it for you. Haven't you seen some cases that, you know, you are given a project and the person who is awarding the project is saying, if you don't know about this project, I will do it for you. I just want you to be the one that is going to do this project. Simply because you have a company that, you know, specializes in that kind of thing, but you are not really well experienced in that, but you say, no problem. All I need is just for you to take the project. I will supply the manpower. I will supply everything. I will make sure the project is successful. Praise the Lord. That's exactly what God does. When God leads you, when God calls you into a ministry, you may not even know exactly what to preach. When God gives you a business, you may not even know how the business is going to get clients. When God gives you a career, you might not even know how you are going to be successful. But because God led you there, God will also do it for you. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus tonight, as God leads you, it will also work for you. Imagine if you have God as your employee. you get to work and say, ah, good morning, sir. Good morning, Lord. And he's the one working for you. I mean, you're already a success. There is no doubt about that. Now, when that happens, all that is saying is that you have full access to what God has. Because any of your employee, when you have a slave, you own the slave plus everything the slave have. The same thing when you have employees. Everything your employees have access to, you have access to it. Praise God. So if God has access to everything, then you also have access to the same thing. So you have full access to God, to everything God has. That's the benefit of God working for you. Then another benefit of God working for you is that he supports you. He helps you. That's why David said, God is our helper. The very present help in trouble. So just like you have a support staff, you know, God becomes your support staff. Then you have no problem. Everything is quite easily done, as it's been said in mathematics. Then when God works for you, you are in control. You are in authority. Because God is in control of everything. And because you have God working for you, you are also in control. You are also in authority. When God works for you, then you enjoy honor. Praise God. Because God brings honor. Every time God's presence is with you, you enjoy honor. Imagine if you are going out with the presiding bishop. Whatever honor that is being given to him, you also enjoy the honor. Just like the donkey that took Jesus. As they were spreading the cloth and spreading everything, Jesus was on the donkey, and the donkey was also enjoying the same honor. So when God is walking with you, you are enjoying the honor of God. And then when God works for you, you know what you're going to get in that where God is leading you to. You become very resourceful. Because you have a great resource staff. You have a staff on your board that knows everything. So you too, you become very resourceful. Then you become efficient. You become productive. And the end result of all of this is success. So you become highly successful. That is why it's not good enough to rush. You must wait until God leads you. Because when God leads you, he begins to work for you. Shout hallelujah. Number two. When God leads, he protects the led. When God leads, he protects the led. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 17 to 19, thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defenced city. Say with me, a defenced city. So when God commands you into doing a thing, when God leads you into doing a thing, he also makes you a defensed city. And an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. I decree in the name of Jesus, any battle you fight from today, you will win. Says they will fight against you, they will not prevail against you, for I am with you, see the Lord to deliver thee. So when God leads, he also protects. He protects. That's what happened to the disciples in Luke chapter 10, verse 17 to 19. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, behold, Satan has lightning fall from heaven. And he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Therefore, I decree today, nothing will hurt you. So, the benefit of God's leading is that it protects the led. And what do we enjoy when we experience divine protection? We enjoy the blessing of the secret place. Of course, we know Psalm 91, it has become part of us all through this pandemic. Time will not permit us to go through Psalm 91 again, but you know everything about Psalm 91. He that sits in the secret place of the Lord shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. And one of the benefits there is that he will command his angel to keep watch over you. Another benefit is that all the arrows flying by day and the pestilence by noonday and all of the evils will never come against you. Why? Because when you enjoy divine protection, you enjoy the blessing of the secret place of God. That's why David could say in Psalm 23 verse 4 that even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So when you are led by God, you are divinely protected of God. So you are secured in, even in the valley of the shadow of death, in any deadly case. When God is the one leading you, your flight can never be involved in crash. When God is the one leading you, your boat can never capsize. When God is the one leading you, you can never have accident. It may happen, but God will spare you. Shout hallelujah. Praise God. That is even if it happens. That's even if there is a son of Satan there that Satan is after, even if it happens, the Lord will spare you. But because God is with you, it will not even happen. Shout hallelujah. Therefore, I decree the last accident you experience shall be the last one ever. And now, when God protects us, we become the apple of the eye of God. We become the apple of his eye. That's what he said. And the apple of one's eye originally referred to the central aperture of the eye. But figuratively, it is something that is awesome, something that we cherish. So when God refers to you as the apple of his eye, it means God really, he cherishes you. You are well cherished by God. And in Deuteronomy chapter 38 verse 2, Deuteronomy 38 2, he said, he found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. Somebody very precious. Someone that is chosen. Because you are a royal priesthood, you are king and priest. So God is keeping you as the apple of his eye. Eye is very protective. In fact, eye is self-protective. That's why, you know, when something is about to enter the eye, one way, it will just, there's a self-protection. How much more when God is now keeping you as the apple of his eye? Therefore, I decree the name of Jesus from today. Begin to enjoy the protection as the apple of God's eye. In Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8, Zechariah 2, 8, for thus says the Lord of hosts, after the glory, as he sent me unto the nations, we spoil you. For he that toucheth you, toucheth the apple of his eye. Wow. From today, as you obey God's leading, anyone that tried to touch you, touches the apple of God's eye. Nobody leaves his eye for somebody to come and touch. No matter how friendly the person is, if he's bringing his eye, you first hold it. Even if he's your resident pastor, imagine I'm coming to you and I'm just aiming. You will say, sir, I respect you, but I need to just hold this hand first. Praise the Lord. The apple, you become the apple of God's eye. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, from today, you are untouchable. I decree from today, you are unmolestable, unharassable, undefeatable, unkillable, in the name of Jesus. And by God going with us, we enjoy the protection of the anointing. In Psalm 105, verse 13 to 15, as they went from one nation to another nation, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying what? Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Number 3, when God leads, we enjoy supernatural peace. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. When God leads, you enjoy supernatural peace. Psalm 85 verse 8. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. And Psalm 23 verse 1 to 2. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's peace, supernatural peace. When God is the one leading, there might be trouble, there might be anxiety, but you enjoy peace. That's peace in the midst of trouble. Peace in the midst of tension. That's what you enjoy when God is the one leading. Now, what are the benefits of supernatural peace when God leads? This peace is beyond human comprehension. So people will not be able to understand you. They will see you as a different person. Everybody is panicking. Everybody is anxious. But you just relax. Because this peace of God is beyond human comprehension. That's what Philippians chapter 4 verse 7 says. Paul said, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will fill your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. What about this supernatural peace? We become unmovable, unshakable, very stable. There is supernatural stability. So your business becomes stable. Your ministry becomes stable. Your career becomes stable because it's God that is leading you. Your marriage becomes stable. Your children become stable. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, enjoy supernatural peace from tonight. Also, our mind becomes productive. When you enjoy the peace of God, your mind becomes productive. That is, you begin to enjoy cheap victories. You become more than conquerors. The reason being that you have the mind of Christ. You begin to experience the mind of Christ. Paul said, for we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. And Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7. As a man think in his heart, so is he. So when you have peace, your mind becomes so productive. Then there is focus. You are able to focus. When others are full of tension, when others are full of anxiety, you are able to focus. And in Matthew chapter 6 verse 22, the Bible says, when your eyes be single, your whole body will be full of light. That's revelation. That's insight. That's wisdom. You'll be able to think well. You'll be able to think straight. You'll be able to do things right. Say amen. So you enjoy, your mind is focused, your mind is productive because of the peace of God. Then you begin to win all the battles. You know, the greatest battle happens in the mind. If you win the battle of the mind, you can win any battle. So you begin, because you have peace, and this peace gives your mind, makes your mind to be alert. You have the mind of Christ, you begin to win all battles. That is when you become more than conquerors, according to the word of Paul in Romans 8:37. And finally tonight, when God leads, we experience supernatural joy. When God is the one leading, you might not even have money. You may not even have the clothes to wear. Otherwise, the missionaries that are led into mission work, they should have been frustrated. But you see, if you have ever gone to mission before, you the kind of joy you feel, you cannot even tell. You may not even know when the next meal is going to come, but you are just, your heart is just filled with joy. They call it joy unspeakable, that is full of God's glory, because God is the one leading. It satisfies your heart with supernatural joy. You experience supernatural joy. Psalm 89 verse 15. He said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. That was what Jesus Christ experienced. He said, who for the joy that was set before him? He despised the shame. He despised the shame. He forsook all the challenges. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, and now he's seated at the right hand of God. How could he manage that? Because of the joy that was set before him. I pray in the name of Jesus, someone's heart tonight will be filled with joy. Now, what happens when God leads us and we begin to experience this supernatural joy? Number one, we begin to enjoy lubrication. Joy is the lubricant of life. When you talk into how things work, how machines work, you can't do without lubrication, lubricant. I remember when I was doing my industrial attachment several years back, it should be over 20 years now, in a company called Meta Furniture. If you know Ikeja very well, Adam Obolaji Bank at Tony, very close to Ikeja Hospital, this Korean company, Meta Furniture. As I was hired, the thing my boss was asking me to do every morning was to lubricate. He said, is this the thing I've come to learn about? This is industrial, student industrial work experience. Is it lubrication I'm going to be doing? You carry can every morning, you lubricating and lubricating. Little did I know that is the most important thing to the company. They don't care about what you have come to learn. They just care about what will make their operation successful. Because without the lubricant, the equipment will not work very well. So every morning we have to lubricate the part we need to lubricate. So joy is the lubricant of life. Without this, there will be friction. Without this, there will be commotion. Without this, life will not be able to work well. Tonight, I decree in the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord will lubricate your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. So when joy lubricates your life, there's no breakdown. Any equipment that is not properly lubricated will break down. If you don't understand equipment and machinery, the same thing is in your car. That's why you change your engine oil. It's to lubricate it. So when there is no viscosity again, then the whole engine will just break down. So that's how life breaks down without joy. That's why people go into depression, because joy is missing. But when God leads you, He fills your life with joy, and your life is properly, adequately lubricated. I decree in the name of Jesus, from tonight your life shall be lubricated. So joy gives supernatural strength, emotional, physical, psychological, all manner of strength. That's why Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So you have spiritual strength. You have physical strength. Somebody might be saying physical strength. Yes, when you are joyful, you feel motivated. When you see a man that is not joyful, you ask him to walk, he's just dragging his leg. Haven't you experienced your staff like that? When they are not joyful, you don't want to give them any assignment. But anyone that is joyful, you want to do, you are so active, you are highly motivated. That's what joy does. It also gives spiritual strength. It gives emotional strength. It gives all manner of strength, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And joy also gives fruitfulness and flourishing. Prophet Joel said, everything dry up. Joel chapter 1 verse 11 to 12. He said, cry, O ye farmer. Joel 1, 11 to 12. Cry, weep. Why? Because your harvest is perished. Why? Because joy is missing. I decree in the name of Jesus, joy will not be missing in your life. And joy also brings healing. So when God leads you, He gives you joy. So you don't become a weakling. You don't become sick in fulfilling your destiny. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22. He said, a merry heart, a joyful heart, dwell goods like medicine. The only solution to depression is the joy of the Lord. There's no antidepressive whatever you can take. It's the joy of the Lord. And I decree in the name of Jesus, as God leads you and I this month, our life shall be filled with the joy of the Lord, because He's the one leading us. And finally, joy brings restoration of lost glory and dignity. That's one thing joy does. It restores glory and dignity. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 to 19. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the field, and there shall be no heads in the store. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Then what will happen? The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds feet, and I will begin to walk upon my high places. Which means everything lost will be fully restored. Tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree that as God leads you, your life be filled with the joy of the Lord. As God leads you, I decree in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, He will begin to work for you. He will begin to protect you. He will saturate your life with peace, and He will saturate you with joy unspeakable. Are you blessed tonight? Jump to your feet, lift up your voice, and let's appreciate Jesus. Let's give Him praise. Let's give Him glory. Let's magnify Him. Let's celebrate Him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy. Let's thank Him for His word. God gave the word. God is the custodian of the word, is the author of the word. He has released his word again to us. All these 3 days, he's been season of word, word explorer. Appreciate him, magnify him, give him praise and give him glory. Now begin to commit yourself. Lord, let me not take the first step if you are not there. Moses said, Lord, let us not leave this place if you will not go with us. If you will not go with us, if your presence will not go with us, we will not leave this place. Because Moses was a man of insight. He knew the importance of being led. Oh God, may I never take the wrong step. May I never take the wrong move. May I never leave if you have not asked me in the name of Jesus. Open my ears. Help me to hear you clearly as a man hears his friend. In the mighty name of Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I give my life to you. Lead me. Order my steps. Direct my path. In the name of Jesus Christ, help me to be absolutely in obedience with you. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. You will enjoy God's leading this month. You will enjoy God's leading this year. You will enjoy God's leading all the days of your life. However, it takes being a child of God. You cannot lead another man's child. It takes the leading, it takes being a child of God to enjoy the leading of God. If you are hearing my voice tonight and you are not born again, the first step, the first thing you need to do is to surrender your life to Jesus. You want to do so tonight, or you want to rededicate your life to Him, unto Him. You say, Pastor, I love everything you said, but how do I enjoy it? The way you can enjoy it is to give your life to Jesus. Please pray this prayer after me if you want to take that action this night. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come before you tonight. I know I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Forgive me all of my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. From tonight, I surrender to you and I receive you as my Savior, as my Lord. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Father, for everyone who said a prayer tonight, you said whoever comes to you will not cast out. Father, please wash them with your precious blood. He said, whoever that is in Christ is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Let the old pass. Let the new comes. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Congratulations, you are born again. Please endeavor to fill your name on our website so that we can connect with you. We can continue to pray with you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.